Campbell and Farwell.
Mornings on today's best country. Country 106.7.
I'm here actually to help both of you guys, Casey McDonald from the 570 Newsroom, our intrepid traffic reporter, because I will admit, I've said this before, I'll say it again. I feel for you guys when it comes to the usage of a public washroom.
Well, we feel for you because all you weirdos have to hang your junk out in front of each other and then like figure out which urinal you're supposed to go to. I find that very odd.
Yeah, and with that, I was actually asking the guys in the newsroom, like, what's the etiquette? Like, I want to know what
you always leave one urinal
what's
buffer.
What's the deal? Yeah. So they were telling me about the buffer.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unless it's really crowded, and then you just. You know.
And then you have to,
And then you can't talk. You cannot have a conversation with the person beside you.
No eye contact, no nothing.
Yeah. So here's my question. If you people don't want to have eye contact, then why do y'all hang your junk out at the, in I don't get it.
Well, because when you got to go, you got to go.
So then make stalls.
Which they do most have.
Exactly. So then they, so what is the point of the urinal? I don't get it.
I would like you to know that I break the no eye contact, no conversation etiquette, if there is such a thing. The only etiquette I follow is the one urinal buffer. But I've had many a conversation over a pee.
You have?
I have.
Really?
Absolutely.
What are you
or a tea
about?
And a coffee, whatever I want to. Usually it's at it's some sort of event, be it a concert or a sporting event, so that you can talk about that.
Is the person you're chatting to, are they receptive to that, or do they just stare straight ahead and pretend you're not there?
I'll admit it's a mixed bag. Okay. Sometimes people don't want to talk at the urinal. I get it. But I'm a talker, so that's what happens. For you guys, though, it always comes to the stall and the toilet seat. Mm-hmm. Have you ever, Jen, you've talked about this before. You've done the squat, the hover, right?
Oh, I got quads like Beyonce over here because I can hover over anything.
Yeah. Just do a little squat and get your workout in.
Have you ever tried to or done the toilet paper on the seat thing?
No.
No, neither have I.
I
feel like I need to cover the seat, then I'm doing the Beyonce squat.
Then choose a different bathroom, find another one. Yeah, like I'm spending that much time.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah, because it turns out that's not doing much to help you anyway. In fact, the research says the top of a toilet seat is much cleaner than most people's kitchen sinks.
I believe that.
People clean it. Yeah, yeah. They clean that more.
I saw a television show one time where they did swabs. They swabbed people's face, their hands, and their butt, and the butt was by far the cleanest part on the body.
What kind of TV shows are you watching?
Polly always has these lines, am I right? Like, he just comes in and tells us these antidotes. Like,
I watched a TV show where they swabbed somebody's butt.
Next on TVO, we'll get to the butt swab experiment.
Honest to goodness.
Stay tuned. Coming up next, Steve Paikin gets his butt swabbed.
Polly's flipping through those channels and he stops and he's like, you know what, I gotta know,
look at butt swabs are next,
and then he moves on to the baby squirrel channel.
No, he doesn't move. There's no moving on from butt swabs. There is no moving on from a butt swab.
You're telling me, Polly, that somebody's cheek is dirtier than
their other cheek?
The butt.
Yes.
That is fascinating.
I saw it on television.
That is fascinating.
Fascinating. Oh boy.
Hey, symbol please. That was a good one from Farwell.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's best country. Country 106.7.